Okay, and good morning and welcome again to the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm going to be your host this morning. Once again, our regular co-host Tony Bush is out in the hinterlands somewhere. We'll be sending out somebody to look for him pretty soon. We haven't seen him in 3 weeks, but we know he's out there somewhere. So I have a guest host with me today, and that's Mr. Bill Devine. Bill is one of our longtime Score mentors. Bill, good to have you with us this morning. Bill, our guest today is going to be Rachel Cabral Guevara. She is the owner of Nurse Practitioners Health Service, LLC. Good morning, Rachel.
Good morning. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, I'm glad to have you here. I'm going to check with Bill. Could you just give us a real quick synopsis of your background, something under 20 minutes?
I am a pharmacist. I have been retired for 17 years, and as soon as I retired, I decided to get involved with SCORE. My father had been involved with SCORE for many, many years in Madison, and so he used to tell me about helping folks in their business. And since I had a lengthy career as owning my own business, I thought, well, geez, I'll see if I can help some folks. And so I've been doing it for the last 17 years, somewhere between 300 and 400 clients, I would guess, that I've been working with, and some real success stories in there. And hopefully we pass along some words of wisdom to these folks and be able to improve their chances of doing well in their business.
Right. And one of those clients happens to be Rachel.
That's correct.
So
Rachel.
We'll touch on that a little later on as to how that all worked.
Yep.
Okay. Well, fine. Well, Rachel, very good to have you with us here today, as I said. Could you tell us a little bit about yourself, your background, and kind of, moving along into how you got into what you've gotten into?
Gotcha. Thanks. Well, I started out long ago at Mount Mary University, got a bachelor's in biology and chemistry, then attended University of Wisconsin Oshkosh to become a registered nurse, and followed by University of Milwaukee to become a family nurse practitioner. I graduated about 8 years ago as a family nurse practitioner. As a registered nurse, I worked as a community health nurse as well as a home care nurse, followed by my nurse practitioner experience where I worked in a community health center here in Appleton for a few years.
The term nurse practitioner,
yes.
Could you kind of fill me in a little bit on what that really means or what that title designation is all about?
Gotcha. So a nurse practitioner is a registered nurse that continues on their education to be able to diagnose as well as treat illnesses.
Okay.
So similar to a physician, but not quite a physician.
Okay. So you can work in all those areas. And you said you graduated out of University of Wisconsin, Milwaukee, and UW Oshkosh. So you had quite a background in health services. How long have you been in the health service business?
Oh, wow. As a registered nurse, now I'm thinking back. I'm going to have to count. As a nurse practitioner, it's been 8 years.
Right, 8 years. Okay.
Right, and so registered nurse around 12.
Okay.
But all the way back from high school, I knew this was something, even before high school, that I was going to end up doing.
And that was something that you've done here in the Valley, or had you worked outside of the Valley before this?
Milwaukee area,
okay.
And now the Fox Valley.
And what brought you up here?
Family. I was raised in the military, but I was born here in Appleton.
Okay.
And so my family's here.
All right. That's wonderful. And what kind of prompted you to start this kind of a business?
Gotcha. Well, there were four things that prompted me to start this business. The first one starts with my son, Emilio. When he was younger, he had asthma, and he did not like to go to the pediatrician. So when he was really, really ill, it was really challenging for me to get him to leave the house. So I would call pediatricians, and I would beg them, I don't care how much money you want, could you please come to my house?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it was really difficult because nobody would. And so at that time I was a single mom, and to bring three kids, one very sick, was extremely challenging. Another reason is I've worked with as a registered nurse, I worked with a large group of people that were housebound. So mm-hmm. It was really challenging for them to find transportation to get to clinics.
Okay.
Another reason would be just my concern about the cost within healthcare. It's very, very high. There's a considerable markup. And so I provide what's called direct health care. Direct health care does not submit to insurance, but by not submitting to insurance, I'm able to reduce costs from 50 to 70% less than what you're going to find in a typical health care system around the areas
so
here.
You've found a niche, a need that seemed to be very, very important to you at this time.
Definitely. Convenience as well as affordability.
Outstanding. Okay. Well, we are, you're listening to the Biz Talk with SCORE radio show here, and we're going to take just a quick break. I'll be back to talk some more with Rachel and with Bill as far as how they've worked together on developing her business and what it's all about. My name is Randy Belzer. I'm your host today, and we'll be back shortly. You're listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts & Haling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting, from startup to sell-off, and more. They specialize in creating comfortable financial management plans for you and your business. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Alberts & Haling, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Alberts & Haling CPAs are not affiliated entities.
We're here today with Bill Bradley, Vice President at BankFirst. Bill, we know BankFirst was founded over 100 years ago along the lakeshore and has been growing and expanding. We also heard you have plans to build a new location in the Appleton market soon. Can you tell us where you will be located and what we can expect as a new customer of your bank?
Sure. BankFirst will be located on Wisconsin Avenue near the Fox River Mall. It will be at the intersection of Highway 41 and Wisconsin Avenue. As a customer of BankFirst, you can expect to enjoy a banking experience with a high level of personal attention. We strive to focus on long-lasting relationships by providing flexible options and solutions for both your business and personal needs.
Thanks, Bill. It sounds like a refreshing change to work with experienced people who take the time to understand our needs. For more information, visit www.bankfirstnational.com. Equal housing lender and member FDIC.
Okay, and welcome back again to the Biz Talk with SCORE radio show. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today, and we are talking to Rachel Cabral Cavera, who is the owner of the Nurse Practitioner Health Services here in Appleton. We'll be talking a little bit about that program, how she got started in that area. First of all, I'd just like to take a quick moment to, number one, remind you, if you have any questions for Rachel or for Bill or myself, please give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. You can reach us at 1-866-887-1150, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have regarding SCORE or any of the other areas that we're involved in. Again, taking a moment, I would just like to remind you, we are part of SCORE. That's why we're here. SCORE is a chapter here in the Fox Cities. We have approximately 58 members right now who are in just about any walk of business life that you can imagine. And what we do is we offer free mentoring services to those of you who want to start a business. So if you're interested in getting your business started, need some help, and would like to contact somebody, you can reach us at the Fox City SCORE chapter at www.scorefoxcities.org. That's scorefoxcities.org. Go out there and you can register online, and one of our mentors will be back to you within a few days to get you started and to be able to help you with any of the business questions and areas that you feel you're looking for assistance.
Randy, I just want to jump in here real quick, because one of the things that I've observed over the years is people are always hesitant and questioning this free thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that in today's world, we're all there's all kinds of gimmicks out there and all kinds of lost leaders, et cetera, that it really is free. I mean, as I mentioned before, I've been doing this for 17 years. There's mm-hmm. never been a penny charged to anybody. Some clients I've worked with for as long as 4 or 5 years, and it's absolutely free. Yes, we do have some seminars we occasionally put on, and there are some small minimal charges for those things. But this is a nonprofit organization, completely volunteer-driven, and absolutely free. And right. many times clients are hesitant or potential clients are hesitant that, well, geez, it's, I can't afford stuff. And especially in small businesses, when you're first starting out, you don't have the money. So I just want to reassure everybody out there that if you're thinking about it, give us a call. Come on in, sit down, let us work with you. It is absolutely positively free.
Right. And again, too, and it's not just a one-time situation. I've got clients, I know you do too, that we've worked with for 5-6 years
yep.
over time,
yep.
helping them get their business started to the point where they are comfortable in getting things done. So, again, yes, give us a call or stop in. You can reach us again at www.scorefoxcities.org, and we'll be happy to work with you.
Yeah, I mean, Rachel's an example. I think
right.
we talked probably off and on for 2 years. I've been seeing Rachel, and so far I haven't sent a bill out, have I?
It's been free.
Okay, well, that brings us around to those questions, too. As far as Rachel, your company is called Nurse Practitioner Health Services. Could you elaborate? What exactly do you do? How do you do what you do?
Gotcha. I work in three different capacities. When I first started out, I did primarily house calls. So this would be sick child in the middle of the night. I would come to them rather than them going to the emergency room, or maybe a gal with a bladder infection at work. Instead of leaving work, I would come to work. Grandma who needs blood work and might have difficulty getting transportation. So I can come straight to the house and provide mm-hmm. these services as a direct healthcare provider. The other capacity that I work in is employer services or employer clinics. So let's say an employer, maybe a small company, doesn't provide insurance or does provide insurance, but these folks have very high deductibles. I'm able to come in there at an hourly rate and provide services, healthcare services. So managing medications or doing sports physicals or whatever it may be that meets their healthcare needs.
Okay.
The other one that's the newest here would be my clinic. About 2.5 weeks ago, I did open a clinic. And so now patients can come to me also if they would like.
Okay.
So I kind of have like a medley.
All right. So you, whatever the need, you're available to fill it as a nurse practitioner. How close is that to being a doctor?
Similar but different.
Similar, okay.
Physicians do have a little years more on
okay.
occasion, depending on if they specialize or if they do general medicine.
All right. And how does somebody get in touch with you?
A couple of ways you can get in touch with me. You can definitely give me a call. I'm at 920-840-8524. Otherwise, I do have a website also that some folks contact me on, which is www.np, such as nurse practitioner, -health-services.com. Some of the things that make me, again, a little bit more unique is the convenience coming to people, the affordability, 50 to 70% less,
okay.
Being a direct care health provider. There are not very many here in the area. There are only about 5 in the state that I'm aware of.
Okay.
This is a big thing on the East Coast and the West Coast, and it's coming this way. So that's fairly new.
One of the questions that comes into healthcare always right now is the word insurance.
Yes.
How do you handle that situation, or do you work with insurance, or is it strictly cash and carry?
Gotcha. So that goes back to this idea of direct healthcare.
Okay.
Now, direct healthcare has been around for a long time, has been around for a long time. But what that means is that I do not work with insurance whatsoever.
Okay.
So a lot of my patients do not have insurance, or the mass majority do have insurance, but they have very high deductibles. So somebody that has maybe $5,000 or $7,000 deductible, that they are not going to meet that
okay.
unless they have an accident of sorts. And so they will come to me at $70 a visit
okay.
compared to $150 or more
right.
at some of the different systems in our area. And they will get blood work with me or x-rays with me. And again, the cost is minimal compared to what they will usually pay. And so by me doing the direct healthcare model,
okay.
they pay up front or at the end of the visit and take out the billing.
Okay.
So it solves
a lot of the red tape and so on that people have in today's world working with the healthcare system.
Exactly. I'm trying to make it easy, going back to what medicine used to be.
Absolutely. I was going to say that. I mean, those of us that are a certain age remember back when house calls were common, when there wasn't the insurance that, you know, you paid, you know, you wrote a check or you paid in cash when you walked out of the doctor's office. So this is not new. This is rather going back to a time that we've had before. And as Rachel has said, it's a different model, which is slowly but surely catching on again here in the Midwest.
And did I understand you said you're available 24/7?
Yep. People call me day and night. Okay. People call me day and night. People are sick all day and night.
Right. Okay.
And unfortunately, services in the later hours can get quite pricey.
Sure. And yeah, and very, you know, limited choices.
Very limited choices.
So you either go to a emergency room, or if it's a 24-hour, you know, doc in a box.
Yeah, but they're not 24-hour doc in the box. I'm the only one around here that you're going to be able to find in the way.
Yeah, locally, yeah, you have to get to the big cities before you get 24.
Yeah.
But then again, too, the pricing for dealing with an emergency room versus working with someone like you has got to be drastic as far as the difference.
By thousands.
Mm-hmm.
So you might have a child in the middle of the night that's running a high fever, has a history of ear infections.
Okay.
You know, by me coming to them, I'm again going to charge $80 if I come to them, $70 if they come to me, compared to thousands if they end up in an emergency room for the same treatment, if not even better. I would almost argue that the care that I provide is beyond expectations. I'm able to stay with my patients for an hour, hour and a half at times, versus traditional medicine, you get a 15 or 20 minute appointment. And so I'm able to sit and educate and get to know my patients and let them ask the questions that they need to answer or have asked.
Rachel, before we were talking, you said that you really want to have a partnership with your patients. And I'm not so sure how many people that go to the typical kind of healthcare system today is feeling that they are a partner with their healthcare team, and they should be. As I mentioned before, I'm a pharmacist, and that's something that we used to strive for, is to be partners with our patients in order to improve their healthcare. If they buy into it, if they understand it, if they're educated, they will do a lot better than if they just are handed a piece of paper or come back and take a test and come back and we'll, you know, see you in 2 weeks kind
right.
of thing. So, you know, that whole education component has been missing, and it's wonderful that you are able to offer these services.
Yeah, the personalization is sounds great.
I love it.
No? Okay.
And that's one of the pluses of this. I absolutely love getting to connect with my patients again and not being told that I have 15 or 20 minutes. When I tell other nurse practitioners and physicians what I do, a lot of them are amazed. And partnership used to be something that was common in healthcare, but nowadays I would like to say it's still there. There is in some cases, but a lot of times there's not.
Okay.
And I think that people in my position wish that there was. That's why they went into medicine, is to be there for their patients. And that's
you're
not
almost
possible.
Like an assembly line in many instances. It's
and I'm trying
in and out.
That's one of the reasons I got into this. I'm done with the assembly line. I want to help people like we used to.
Okay, well, we're going to be talking to Rachel Moore about her program as far as nurse practitioners' health services are concerned when we come back on the other side. For right now, you are listening to the BizTalk Radio Show here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Albertson Hailing CPAs, they work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and maximize profits. Through a variety of services like asset protection, tax planning, and more, let them guide you through a smooth financial plan. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or Green Bay at 405-8549. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
You're out there making life happen and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
And good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk with Score radio show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm your host today. A couple of quick things before we get back to our guest. First of all, a reminder, if you have any questions, give us a call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or at 1-866-887-1150 on the TDS Metrocom toll-free line. We'd be happy to answer any questions you have for Rachel about her particular business, or if you have questions of either Bill or I about things that SCORE does or things we might be able to help you with, please give us a call. One of the other things I want to just mention is, and Bill alluded to this too, in addition to the mentoring programs that we have for SCORE, we also do offer special seminars and classes for those who are interested in learning more about how to handle their business needs. We have one coming up on August 19th. That's a Wednesday night. The title in it is, Do You Really Need Social Media for Your Business? And it's how to use social media, not just how to develop a LinkedIn page, or how to develop a
Facebook
page or any of those. It allows you the opportunity to actually use social media as a way to make money and as part of your marketing program. The program is going to be, as I said, Wednesday, August 19th. It'll be in the Black Creek Community Center up in Black Creek, Wisconsin here. Program is from 6 until 8 in the evening, and we'd ask you to please go out to the Fox Cities website, take a look out there, and you will see register for local workshops. So go out to foxcities.score.org and check in the local workshops, and you can register right there. And the nice thing about this one is this particular program is going to be free. So take a look at that, and if you need help with social media, it's an excellent program. With that said, I'm going to come back to our guest, Rachel Cabral. You do it.
Call me Rachel.
Call you Rachel. Okay. And we get back to our guest, Rachel, who's the owner of Nurse Practitioner Health Services. Rachel did work with Bill Devine here as a SCORE client and so on. And so I'd kind of like to ask her a little bit about some of the services that she received from SCORE, how that helped her start her business, and some of the things that good, bad, and all those parts and pieces that happened. So can you tell us how your relationship with SCORE worked out?
Gotcha. So I found out about SCORE from another gal that had worked with SCORE in the past, and hooked up with Bill here, who has been my sounding board by far. Bill definitely keeps me anchored. So when I get these wild ideas and I don't know how practical they're going to be, Bill will, wean me in a little bit and say, okay, let's get realistic here and let's get down to the facts. Another great thing is coming from, and I don't want to admit it, but I don't have a large background in regards to business. And so I came into this all fairly blind, and Bill was definitely able to help me with a lot of the different rules and regulations and ideas and marketing strategies. Yeah. Again, focus. Giving me this focus that I knew what I wanted to do, but I didn't know how to get there.
Okay. And Rachel is not unusual, and many people have great ideas for a product or service, and this is going to revolutionize the world. But how do you do this? And starting a business is not an easy task, and that's one of the things that SCORE offers, and that's what our mentoring can help clients. Now, we don't do it for them, but we can surely point them in the right direction with business plans and other ideas and hints of what realistic kind of things you can do. Because so often you see clients that I know I'm going to change the world with this terrific program that I have, and then you start asking them some hard questions, and they don't have answers because they haven't thought through these things. So I think SCORE mentors, as Rachel said, a little bit of realism and real-world activity and knowledge can help people focus in and have a much better chance for success.
Yeah. Rachel, I think you also mentioned Bill helped you with you had a sketch of a business plan and help you develop that and how that all transpired. How did that work out?
The business plan has definitely been a little bit of a challenge. When we put it together, we had this great idea, but because direct healthcare isn't, I guess, what's the word I'm thinking of, isn't so common around here.
Right.
When we were trying to meet our goals and our projections and so forth, we really didn't have a basis of what to go off of because
sure.
it's not done very often. And so we started out with this beautiful business plan, but since we started,
uh-huh.
it has completely changed. And so I have it sitting there, and I still look at it, but it's very different than what we originally started out with.
Right. That's one of the lines that I use in one of my classes, is that there is no business plan yet that has ever survived the first client.
Exactly.
So when you open the doors, things changed.
Well, correct.
And one of the biggest things is the first time I met Rachel, she had a proposed partner for her business, and that the partner dropped out. And so now all of the duties that are required to run a business are on Rachel's shoulders. And that's not uncommon. Mm-hmm. Many, many of our clients have, are one person shows, and they have to do all of the tasks that are needed. Mm-hmm. And it can be quite daunting, but Rachel's here to tell you that, it can be done.
Yeah.
I will say, though, my gal that started with me, she's still very, very supportive, and she was just at the clinic the other day, and she's still brainstorming with me, and I still love her.
That's true.
It's just scary sometimes starting
something
like this.
You just hit on one of the things that are very, very important, and that's the support.
Support.
What do you have for a support mechanism for yourself?
Well, that is a big one because, as I have mentioned, this is a scary, scary process, and my husband has been absolutely amazing. He takes care of the kids all day and night and helps out with all these things that need to be done in our household for me to be able to come to radio shows and to be with my patients 24/7. And without my husband, it would be a very, very challenging. It wouldn't have been able to come to be. Also, my mother and my Aunt Lee, they've been very helpful also with their time.
So family support is vital to make that challenge.
Family support is vital, but also support from people like Bill. And I also worked with a gal by the name of Colleen with the Small Business Development Center in Oshkosh.
Oh, yes.
And I had some students in Oshkosh that made my postcards and my mailings. And the support I've gotten from people is just amazing. And
I'm glad to hear the support for the SBDC, Small Business Development Corp, down in Oshkosh. They're a good partner with SCORE. We work with them a lot, and glad to hear that you were able to have some success working with them. So,
and that's part of being a good entrepreneur, is finding what resources are out there and utilizing them. And if you can get other people, and especially if they're low or no cost, and to help you along the way when you're first starting, that's a terrific advantage that you have. And seeking them out, and it's not, some people just think that these folks are going to find you. Well, that's not normally the case. Normally, you have to go out and find them.
There's lots of resources out there. And with my world being focused around healthcare, I never really knew the opportunities within the business world. And that's one of the things I had to do when I started, is just research and get to know what connections were out there. And it's been an amazing process.
That kind of brings us to another question. And that is, in starting a business, there's a lot of challenges. What would you say were the biggest challenges that you had to face to get yourself off the ground?
My number one that I still struggle with on a daily basis is the fear of the unknown.
Okay.
When you're working for somebody, you're guaranteed for the most part that 40 hours a week, and that income's going to come in there. And so the fear every single day, is this the right choice? Is this going to work? Do people believe in what I'm doing?
Mm-hmm.
So fear is my number one.
Okay.
Another challenge that I would have, again, I had talked about the lack of business knowledge that I had. And
sure.
So getting out there and finding great programs like SCORE and SB, or the Small Business Development Center, have been amazing. I really had to research, read, see what was available and how you even start a business.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Finances. I mean, everything that I've done has been out of my pocketbook. I haven't taken out any loans for my program here.
Okay.
And so my business has really been based off of my bank account, which has been extremely challenging. And then going back to that family work balance,
Okay. All right.
Family's very important to me, so having that support is essential.
And as a specialist, I mean, you had to go through various licensing and so on here in the state, various things that are required.
Right.
How much of a challenge was that, getting all that good stuff put together?
Gotcha. The biggest challenge for me was finding a collaborating physician. Here in the state of Wisconsin, nurse practitioners cannot work independently for the most part without having a physician or a collaborating physician. And that was really challenging because there's this battle of non-competes. And so I found a lot of wonderful physicians out there that wanted to assist me, but because of non-competes within some of the large systems, they weren't able to do that. And so I did find a wonderful gentleman that was able to assist me in this, but that was definitely a challenge.
Okay.
And hopefully our state can become like some of the other states in our United States that are independent.
Challenging.
Yeah, okay. Changing laws and policies are very, very challenging. But many states in the United States now have independent practice for nurse practitioners, and that would be something I would love to see within the state of Wisconsin here.
Okay. If somebody is interested in contacting you for your services, how do they reach you?
Oh, sure, I'll share that again. My telephone number is 920-840-8524. Otherwise, I do have a website, which is www.NP stands for nurse practitioner -health-services.com.
Mm-hmm.
That's a website. We do have a Facebook page, NPHS-nurse practitioner health services, if you'd like to reach me that way. Mm-hmm. And I'd love to hear from you.
Why don't you tell them your physical address as well
and a little
description of how to get there, because got to make a few turns there.
I forget about that because that's pretty
new.
That's pretty new. I'm used to coming to people. I do have a clinic now, which is located off of 41 in Prospect. It's 2535 Northern Road. And this is located right next to the Boy Scout building or GNC. It's right on the frontage road off of 41 in Prospect. And when you come to me, I'm actually in the back offices.
Okay.
So when you drive up, you do have to go to the right, and I'm located in the back offices.
And again, that address was?
2535 Northern Road.
Okay.
Really easy on and off access on Prospect and 41.
Okay. Well, since we're on a kind of a commercial side here right now, I have to take just a minute to say thank you to some of the sponsors that we have who help us out as far as taking care of the BizTalk show that we have. First of all, I want to extend a thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union, who helps as a sponsor. And if you're looking for business services, they are an excellent source for new businesses. Also, thank you to Alberts and Haling CPAs, local accountants here in the Fox Cities and Green Bay area, business accounting, things that will help you get your business organized so that you know where you're at. Also, Legal Business Edge is a new sponsor of ours. They provide business legal services. So if you're looking to have set up your LLC or different things that you need to have the attorney help you with, get a hold of Sarah DeBruin there at the Legal Business Edge. Also, Bank First National is helping us. Bank First National, of course, is moving into a brand new building out next to the mall. Hopefully we'll have that completed by the end of the year, and we'd ask you to kind of keep an eye out for that. They are an SBA-affiliated lender, and so if you're looking for help with your business loans and so on, they are an excellent source. Quick reminder also, Candeo Marketing. Candeo are the people who put together our website here for the BizTalk show at biztalkwithscore.com, and they handle the archiving of our shows. So every week you can go back after usually Wednesday morning and listen to the show if you weren't able to make it for the regular broadcast. And finally, a quick thank you to the Business News up here in Green Bay. The Business News is a newspaper published every 2 weeks, covers most of East Central Wisconsin as far as all of the business activity, business news. I said it's a bi-weekly program, and for a $20 a year subscription, I think it's probably one of the best publications in the Northeast Wisconsin area to keep you abreast of what's going on. So with that said, again, I wanted to say a quick thank you to all of our sponsors. Right now, it is time for us to take a quick break. We will be back with some final questions and answers for Rachel. You are listening to the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
You're out there making life happen, and documenting it, sharing it, living it. Fox Communities Credit Union is right here with you, helping you feel confident, saving you money, and helping you plan for life. Get a loan, get advice, get out there, and enjoy all that happens. Fox Communities Credit Union. Make life happen.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
At Albertson Hailing CPAs, your success is their success. They can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. They offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Albertson Hailing, simplifying the steps toward success. Call today in the Fox Cities at 886-2241 or in Green Bay at 405-8549. Securities offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. and Albertson Hailing CPAs are not affiliated entities.
And welcome back to the Biz Talk with Score radio program. I'm Randy Melzer, your host. My co-host today is Bill Devine, one of our Score mentors. And we are working with Rachel Cabral Guevara, who is the owner of Nurse Practitioners Health Services here in the Valley, which is a new organization out there to provide services for people on a non-traditional method, is probably the best way to put that. In addition to the healthcare services, Rachel, I understand you also teach. Is that another project you're involved in?
Right. That's my other love, my other half of my world. I have been very fortunate to be able to teach at the University of Wisconsin Oshkosh in the College of Nursing for the last 8 years. They took me under their wings, and that has become an essential part of my world, and that's the education. Mm-hmm. Not only educating the upcoming nurses.
Sure.
I just put a plug in there that University of Wisconsin Oshkosh is one of the best programs, okay, if not the best program in the state of Wisconsin for nursing, but also for my patients, educating. Mm-hmm. Traditionally, appointments you see nowadays are 15, 20 minutes. How much education can you truly give your patients in that 15, 20
Correct.
Minutes? And so having that strong foundation and knowing the value of education is another thing that drives me to do what I do.
Okay.
Education. Patients have questions.
Right.
They don't know what's going on. They don't know what those medications are. They don't know the side effects of that. They don't know why you're doing what you're doing. People need to know that. People want to know that. And when you're given 15 minutes, you cannot
right.
do what you need to do.
So how long is your average appointment with your clients?
My average appointment is an hour to an hour and a half.
Okay. Back to, again, we were talking about the old-fashioned or the historical idea of what medical practice was all about.
Exactly.
Great. Wonderful program. Okay, Bill, do you want to take over on the next spot?
Yes,
here?
Right. Every week we ask clients or guests to have some words of wisdom and the biz tip of the day. So hopefully, Rachel, you've come up with something.
My biz tip of the day is face those fears. Every single day when I wake up, I'm scared, you know, but I know that there are good things out there. And for any folks looking to start a new business, throw the fear to the side and just jump in and explore the great opportunities out there. Don't let the fear stop you.
Okay. Well, on that line, where do you see yourself in the next couple of years? What's your future look like as far as your program?
Gotcha. Well, of course, expanding. I work independently now with an LPN, and so I'm definitely hoping to have a couple nurse practitioners on staff as well as more nurses. I'd love to have a full schedule within my clinic setting as well as within the home settings. And so word of mouth, getting out there marketing, getting great opportunities like this, and letting my patients know that there's appointments open.
Okay. Well, to make that appointment, how do we get in touch with you?
Once again, 920-840-8524 is okay. Where I can be reached.
All righty. And your website?
Oh, www.np-health-services. And I just want to point out that we made a slight modification a few days ago, and mm-hmm. There's one page that we're still working on there, but the rest of it is all up and running, and it's beautiful. And
yeah,
that was a wonderful opportunity that I did with an individual through a barter.
Okay.
He didn't have necessarily the income to pay for his services, and he is an IT guy. And I said, well, hey, why don't we barter a little bit? Again, supporting our community for the services that they believe in.
Wonderful way to get the job done and save money at the same time. Outstanding.
Okay. I'm flexible.
Okay. Well, Rachel, thank you very much for joining us. Rachel, as I said, is the owner of Nurse Practitioner Health Services, LLC, here in the Valley. I have my guest host here, Bill Devine. Bill, always glad to have you along on the show. Appreciate it.
Fun doing this. Enjoy it.
And you've been listening to the Biz Talk radio show, Biz Talk with Score, here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY Radio.